You're listening to the Audacious Church podcast, recorded live at our Manchester campus. For more information, visit audaciouschurch.com.
Amen. Well, the weather's changed. You may or may not have noticed. Anyone not noticed? Where have you been? Storm Claudia has graced us, and Storm Derek is going to be next. Dennis, David, something's coming at some point. But in our house, maybe the same is true for you, but whenever the weather changes, seems to be that one of us gets ill. And what's inevitable is then the next person gets ill and we pass on the germs. I don't know about your home. Anyone know what that's like? Come on, students, you're living in shared accommodation. It's like you've got 1,000 opportunities to pick something up. And if you've got kids, you know, they've been in nursery or school, and it's kind of inevitably we're just building up our immune systems, aren't we, by catching things. And it's kind of like happens, you do a full lap, and then the illness decides to go for a second lap, and then the glory lap, just to do, you know, just make sure you're all covered and you're all getting stronger. That's what it's about. But the truth is, every single one of us, we're spreading something. It may not be illness or sickness that you're spreading today, and hopefully you're not. Your neighbor's just hoping in Jesus' name, just hedge your protection right now. But the truth is, every one of us spreads something wherever we go. You spread an environment, an atmosphere, a culture, a DNA. You spread a way of speaking. You spread a way of thinking. Wherever you go to any environment, you carry something that others pick up on. And so the question today is not what you spread, not whether you're spreading something. It's what you're spreading, would you want others to catch it? Would you want other people to catch what is on your life, what you carry, the culture, the atmosphere of your life, the way you speak, the way you think, the way you operate, the way you work, the way you do relationships? Would you want other people to catch what's on your life? We're looking at the book of Acts today, and the title of the message is simply this: Contagious Christianity. What we see in the book of Acts is we see a church who was contagious. These guys went viral before going viral was a thing. And so let's read Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47 together. The Bible says that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, what we've just done in worship, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and signs were performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. And every day they continued to meet both in the temple courts. They came to the house of God, and they broke bread also in their homes. They did services and small groups. And they ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And verse 47 says, the Lord added to their number daily those who are being saved. The Lord added to their number, not just on the Christmas special invitational, those being saved. God didn't add to their number just on Missions Week, those who are being saved. The Bible says that God added to their number daily those who are being saved. I don't know about you, but I want to be part of a church just like that, who is seeing people being added to our number daily. Thank God for many, many great churches in Greater Manchester. And yesterday we had Alpha Course right here, the Holy Spirit weekend in this building. And 17 of our amazing churches in this city were represented. And last week we had Greater Manchester Prayer, again, many, many churches across the city represented. How many people know we need many, many large, influential churches in Greater Manchester? And we want to be churches that see people being added to our numbers daily, those being saved. And what it's going to take is a church that doesn't just turn up on a Sunday, but we recognize something more powerful than that. There's something that God has given to us that's contagious. That wherever we go, we carry the atmosphere, the environment of the kingdom of God wherever we go. That we can cause our faith to be viral in our communities because somebody who does life with us catches what we are spreading. And so may we be a contagious church, just like the first church. And so today we're going to have a look at just a few characteristics of the contagious church. Is that okay? First one is found in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. The Bible says they devoted themselves. They devoted themselves. Verse 42. Just point at yourself for a second. Point at your own heart, your own mind, your attitudes, your thinking, your way of living. The Bible doesn't say somebody else devoted them to the cause. The Bible doesn't say they relied on the priest to devote them. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, that this first church, every one of them, devoted themselves. And so we have to, every single one of us, make a decision that I'm going to devote myself. Devotion means to attach yourself to a cause. And so really, the early church made a decision. They're going to attach themselves to Jesus and to his house. Jesus and them were inseparable. Nothing is going to come between us and our relationship with Jesus. We're going to follow him and follow his ways, and we're going to serve in his house, and nothing's going to come between that. We've made our decision. As for me and my life and my household, we will serve the Lord. I'm going to devote myself. You only need to look at sports fans to see incredible devotion and see what it sounds like and what it feels like. Pastor Paul Reed supports Everton Football Club. A few boos in the room, just to let you know. The Toffees. And Everton... Whenever Everton draw, Pastor Paul is going to be ecstatic. Let's just say that. And because a lose is probably more normal territory for them. Well, when England win the World Cup in 2026, can I get any amens in the room? Just a few. I put out there in the last service, Nigeria, apparently they've not qualified yet, but today is a significant day. In Jesus' name. Wow. That was better than when I opened the Word of God. I'm not judging. I'm just stating facts. Nigeria played today in a qualifier. Yeah. One thing about Nigeria, they always have the best shirt. Am I right? Always. Without fail. I don't know how they do it. It's just like, can we just not have that shirt? It's way better. When any other Brazil, any Brazilians in the room? Yeah, they probably will win the World Cup, so that's a bit boring, but, you know, Argentina, it's going to be... No, England are going to do it. Whoever wins a World Cup, you watch that country, they're not going to say, they won. They're going to say, we won. I won. Because they are so attached to the cause that they're inseparable. there's definitely not an objective reality over there. They're so devoted that they personify everything that's happened on the pitch as if it was them. And really, this is an image or a picture for us. The early church, they didn't just watch God, Jesus, and his way from afar, but they were so attached to it. They were devoted, and they made a decision that the house of God is non-negotiable. We're going to devote ourselves to the house of God, because whatever we are attached to, we draw from. John chapter 15 and verse 4 to 8, Jesus said these words, "Remain in me, and I also will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." Jesus speaking, "I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit." Now he's said the same thing about three times because he knew I would be reading this passage. And he needs to get something through. The way we bear fruit in our lives is by being devoted and following Jesus. If you want to be effective, efficient, powerful in whatever sphere of life you operate in, the way to do it is to be attached to the greatest cause on the face of the planet. That's living for Jesus and building his house. And right here, Jesus is saying time and time again, attach yourself to me and you will bear fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Verse 6, if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that's thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. In case you've still not got it. Verse 7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you can ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Come on, Jesus, showing us how to live on display is to stay devoted to God and to his kingdom, to his house. When we attach ourselves to the word of God, we bind this word around our lives. We put it on our heads, on our minds, and in our hearts. We carry it as though the Old Testament carrying the tablets, and we now carry it in the tablet of our heart. When we attach ourselves to God, his ways, his word, and his spirit, you watch the fruit that flows from your life. But you've got to make a decision. I'm going to attach myself. I'm going to devote myself. The second thing that we see in the early church is we see in verse 43, signs and wonders. How can we be contagious with our faith? The second thing is signs and wonders. Verse 43. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. See, contagious Christians expect outrageous events. Contagious Christians, if we are so devoted to God and we expect that same power that rose Christ from the dead is living in me, then wherever we go, we expect incredible things can happen. You can expect in a moment, God can break something open that could only happen in the natural in months or years. And yet in a moment, God supernaturally does something in a second. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms," come on, say it with me, "with every spiritual blessing." Say it again, "with every spiritual blessing." Say it again, "with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus." God has blessed every single one of us in this room. If you call yourself a Christian, you've said yes to Jesus. and you've responded by giving him your heart, your life, being baptized in water, the Bible says you're a member of his global church. And as a result, he has given us, his church, every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Imagine we woke up and remembered the very thing that we have at our disposal. I don't know if you've ever got something that has changed your life in a moment. I remember about a year ago, we introduced into our home an air fryer. Oh, yes. An air fryer. How does it do this thing? Just air. And then the chicken, a whole chicken is roasted. That's what I did wrong the first time. You will get in there. No. I'm joking, animal rights. Let's move on real quick. We're going to be in trouble. Remember the first, your children, sausage, remember that? No. I was thinking, remember the first time when you told your kids that what they're eating, that was that? That's what I was thinking about. Yeah. At the farm. Yeah. Air fryers. Game changer. If you don't have an air fryer, welcome into your home and see what it will not do for you. Unbelievable. In a moment, just you can stick anything in there and it works. I mean, I've been putting the kids in. Does it get them ready in the morning? Is that going to work? Just stick them in the air fryer. Boom. Unbelievable. But when you understand what you have at your disposal, it can genuinely change your life. And the Bible says to us that we have right now every spiritual blessing right now. Can you imagine waking up every day this week and reminding yourself, I may feel like this, and yet the truth is, today I have every spiritual blessing because I'm in Christ Jesus. I can believe that God is supernaturally going to do something today. I'm going to be a contagious Christian, and so I'm going to see outrageous events today. I'm going to see signs and wonders because I have every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. You know, more than that, God has gifted the church many gifts. We see in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 11, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit hands them out. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in every one, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one of the manifestation, the outworking, the tangible, visible demonstration of the Spirit is given, not just for a Sunday service, it is for that, definitely for that, but it's also for the common good, the Bible says. It works in everyday life, wherever you go. Verse number 8, to one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, a word of wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge applied. And so you can understand when someone shares something supernaturally by the Spirit of God, you can help them work out what to do in that situation. And it doesn't even make sense to you. I don't even know why I know this, but you should work in this way. You should try this. You should do that. It's a word of wisdom gifted by the Spirit of God. To another one, a word of knowledge, which is knowing something that nobody's told you before. Supernaturally, you could go into your workplace and say, do you know, I was praying for you, and I felt God just say this about your life. And they're like, how did you know? And you're like, this is going to sound crazy, but I was praying for you this week, and God just spoke to me about your life. Word of knowledge. The next one, to another, means by the means of the same Spirit, verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of the tongues. All these spiritual gifts are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one, just as He determines. It's not your choice. It's God's gift to you. All nine of those gifts are gifted to the church. And right here in this building right now, there are tens of people with each one of these gifts. Potentially hundreds of people in this through our services have been gifted the gift of healing by God's Spirit. And people in this room have been gifted words of wisdom and words of knowledge that you can operate in by faith. But God doesn't enforce them to be used through you. You've got to step out in faith. You've got to say something. You've got to pray for someone. You've got to reach out. Someone's sick. You've got to activate yourself and say, God, I'm going to partner by faith. I mean, I've been instructed to pray for the sick, whether I've got the gift or not. Seeing the gift, it just means you're going to see multiplied impact wherever you go. You're going to see people healed, not because of your goodness, your giftedness, but because God has supernaturally wants to use you in this area. And the gifts of the Spirit are waiting, should be used every Sunday. Not just from the platform, because this body is the church. Every one of us, we are members of His church. This is the priesthood of all believers. Every one of us has full access to God. Every single one of us has full access to the gifts of the Spirit. Every one of us can operate in the gifts God's put on us. Every one of us can step out in faith and encourage someone. And so in the foyer, we should have healing. In the prayer area, we should have words of wisdom. At the altar, we should have all of this stuff happening, because the body comes every Sunday to see all of these gifts in operation through the whole church. You've been given every spiritual blessing, but we've got to use what God has given to us. Holy Spirit, do you move in this place right now? Come and just breathe over every person. Thank you, God. Even your names, like the breath of God, Yahweh, the breath of God.
Thank you for listening to the Audacious Church podcast. For more information, visit audaciouschurch.com.